The question is asked of me, and the question is asked of you, when you hear the voice within you say, "Thou art my begotten Son," what do you think? Where does that take you? And as you dwell with that, you may discover that it is not a statement about you alone. That whatever you hear within is a statement about everyone else as well. And when the Master heard within himself the words of the Father, these words were accepted as the truth of everyone who appeared before him. As the momentity of this dawns upon us, we learn to accept that every word spoken within him and through him is the truth of us, and every word spoken within and through us is the truth of everyone else. When you hear that you are the begotten Son, the next person who appears before you is also that begotten Son. Simply not hearing the word that you have heard does not change the fact that he or she is. And so as he spoke to Pharisees, it made no difference. They were the begotten Son, just as he was. He was speaking to a divided mind that could not perceive the truth. But nonetheless, the truth could not change. I, in the midst of thee, could never leave even a Pharisee. I and the Father are one is the truth of those who at the moment are in prisons, asylums, cemeteries. It makes no difference who and where an individual is or what he is demonstrating. I, in the midst of that individual and the Father, are one. The unsuspecting human mind, hearing fourth dimensional truth, is baffled by it. It's a strange new order of truth. And so the unsuspecting mind must reject it. It has no way of connecting with it, understanding it, or putting it to use. It never even recognizes the relationship of the new truth with itself. And so it remains a Pharisee. The Master does miracles. And the Pharisee says, "Are you really the Christ?" The Spirit within you reveals the perfection of being, and the mind of you says, "Can I really trust this to be so? I know it happened yesterday, but what assurance do I have that it will happen again tomorrow?" The Pharisee and the Christ. The mind and its material creation and the soul. You see before you the drama, the conflict, the ignorance that leads to fear, the fear that leads to violence. Always I and the Father are one, regardless of where the mind sits. Now beside you, is there another self? Where can you find God if not in yourself? If we cannot find God within ourselves, we can never find God. For I in the midst of thee am God. You cannot find God outside. And so the Master came to reveal to us that only through conscious contact with our source within are we one with God. And the magic and the miracle was not the healing accomplished here or there by him, but the fact that Christ within performed the miracles. The fact that Christ in you performs the miracles, this is the miracle. Conscious contact with Source is the key to divine living. One with the Father. One with the I in the midst of you is the secret of attunement with the infinite. I in the midst of you am mighty. When you have found I in the midst of you, I go to the Father, for I and the Father are one. And so when you have found I in the midst of you, you are one with the infinite. I in you is consciousness, divine. The Father is infinite consciousness. Divine consciousness in you is one with infinite consciousness, and you are tuned to your source. But more than that, I in the midst of everyone you know is divine consciousness. And that doesn't change because an individual is ignorant of it. So when you are tuned to I in the midst of you, which is one with the infinite Father, the infinite Father being one with I in the midst of everyone else, whether they know it or not, you are instantly one with everyone else. You are tuned to the I of your being, and the Father is tuned to the I of everyone, and therefore you are tuned to the I of everyone when you have found I in the midst of you. Conscious contact with your source is conscious contact with everyone and everything in the spiritual universe. And when you live there, you have found your inner sanctuary. You are sipping the wine of spirit, supping at the table of divine bread. And this is the network of oneness through which the infinite flows, gracing your household. This is how we're all learning to be a channel for the great outflow of light. It is our function to keep opening up this channel, removing every blockade, every division, every inner concept which does not conform to the truth of being, until we are transparent, until I in the midst of me, I in the midst of you, are consciously one, until the 10 righteous men are expanded into 10 million. Now that's the key to the Master's statement that I and the Father are one. I, divine consciousness, am the outer expression of the infinite consciousness without interruption. Of mine own self I do nothing. The Father within, the infinite, does all the work. For the infinite is greater than the individual, although they are one continuous expression. And that which I the Master, appearing on earth as Christ Jesus, say to the Pharisees, I, the Master within you, am saying to. I, in the midst of you, and the Father are one. And beside I, in the midst of you, and the Father who are one, there is no other. There is no God and you. There is no I and you. There is only I, which is your name. In this momentous statement, the Master tore apart the veil of mortality. The Pharisees could not understand his activity on earth, for in their level of mind, the human level, there is no capacity to comprehend the infinite invisible. There is no capacity to walk in God's creation. There is no capacity to live under grace, to experience the qualities of God. And so the complete spiritual universe remained unknown. Men thought they would die and go to heaven. Today, we're just as blind, living in the myth of immortal selfhood, ignorant of I in the midst of me as identity. We walk locked out of the spiritual universe, adrift, separated, seeking, wondering, asking, striving. And here it is, where you are, I. The divine I is your only self. Now, if we still live in a human mind, we're going to be like the Pharisees and we're going to say, well, I need more proof. No matter how much proof we get, we're going to continue in the belief that unless we get more proof, there's nothing much we can do about this ridiculous statement that there is a divine I, which is my name and identity. And so a corner of our mind will keep functioning on the mortal level, even saying, I'm on the human plane. I've got to do certain things on the human plane. Now let's cut that away. The divine I knows no second. That you on the human plane is not the divine I. There is the divine I and there is no other. There is no end. There's no divine I and a human plane. That's living back in the days of the Pharisees. The only I there is the I of God in you. I in you is God. I in your neighbor is God. And God is all. There's not God and. I in the midst of each is God. And we are humble to I in the midst of ourselves, in the midst of our neighbors, and this puts us in the infinite network of spirit, where we learn to live by trust, with no images in thought. We've all been fouled up by these images in thought. I in the midst of you is there functioning. If you do not have the experience of I in the midst of you functioning, it is because images in your thought have blocked out that experience. By images and thought, we mean every thought. Not just what you would like to see, but what you think you have seen. By what you think is here. Remember, there have been many strange statements in the chapter No End. We have been told by Joel that if you see a good, healthy, young person walking down the street, you're being hypnotized, just as much as if you see a sick person in a hospital. Now, that's a strange statement, and if we don't face the consequences of it, we're still thinking there's an infinite eye somewhere, and maybe a divine eye in that individual there, but there's also a person there. And we're not getting the benefit of the great revelation of truth that I in the midst of you is God. I in the midst of the prisoner is God. I in the midst of every one is God. And that self of you which cannot cleave to the inner truth of an individual, that there, invisible to my human sense, is I, God, that self of you is a false self. For the self that does not recognize and accept I as God in the midst of everyone, that self is not a real self at all. That self is the dreaming self. Now, as you hold I in the midst of you, in the midst of your neighbor as God, if you were to go and seek something from your neighbor now, or want something, or need something, what you would be saying is that I in the midst of you is not omnipotent, is not omniscient, is not omnipresent. And that because I in the midst of you cannot do what you would like it to do, you are seeking and striving to attain things. And you are denying that I in the midst of you and the Father are one. You're going to hear much about that statement for the next 20 years, for the simple reason that it is the key to the kingdom. When you know that I in the midst of you is selfhood, that I and the Father are one, when you understand it, when you accept it, when you live by it, you will see why an image in thought is a denial of that statement. Is not the Father all power, all presence, all intelligence? Is not the Father the only substance? And if the Father is I in the midst of you, what is there for you to do? But be still and let the light of the Father form itself as your living experience. You rest as the sun, quietly, shining. And you let the Father shine through you. That's all you do. Of your own human self, you do nothing because you learn there is no human self there. You shine like the sun. You simply shine. Not with images and thought, not with plans, not with purposes, but to let the light of the Father in you shine. And the word trust is how you multiply the Lord. Shine, Father. There is no density of thought here, no opacity. There is no thought here to bar the way of the true, pure experience of life. So great is your trust that you take absolutely no thought, for the Father knoweth not only your needs, but the needs of the universe. The Father is performing. How dare we think the Father is not performing? And if the Father is performing, what more is there to do but find this great center of rest, where you can say, the Father, the infinite Father, through the eye of my being, is functioning as the living Christ. The Father is expressing. The Father is outpouring love everywhere, right now. Nothing can stop it. We can only keep ourselves out of the experience of it by images and thought. When you are pure in thought, pure at heart, completely open, accepting, knowing, believing, the infinite sun is shining through you as the experience of God, living its life as you. I and the Father, one life, one action, one being, one substance, one harmonious expression of divine love. Do you make it so? Never. It is always being so. But when you dart in and out of thought, you turn away from that divine infinite flow of love, and you wonder where it is. It's right there, in the midst of you. Every deed on earth by Christ Jesus was divine love manifesting as that which we called the outer healing or the outer miracle. But it wasn't just then. It is now. It is now for everyone who accepts I and the Father are one. So unchanging is this truth that it's only a matter of human sense of time before it becomes the living way of every individual on this earth. It can never change. And as you dwell with it, as you face it courageously, and accept the consequences of the fact that I and the Father are one, you learn to turn away from all that declares that I and the Father are two. Can you be two if you are one? Can there be God and you if you and the Father are one? And if you are that I which is one with the Father, can you be different than the Father? Is the Father mortal? Is the Father made of bones? Is the Father living a limited lifespan? I and the Father are immortal. I and the Father are living an eternal life, a permanent life. I and the Father can never die. I and the Father can never reincarnate. I and the Father can never know pain or hurt. I and the Father can never know darkness or poverty or famine. I and the Father are one. And all that is not that one has no existence except in the limited sense mind of man. There is no mortal. There is no finitude. There is no dying material self. There is I, and I am come. And I do stand at the door of your consciousness, and I do knock. And when you courageously open the door of your consciousness to this I, which is yourself, heaven ceases to be the invisible universe. Spirit ceases to be the invisible universe. And the great truth hidden from all the ages of human minds is revealed, that I, in the midst of you, am God, and I am your only identity. I'll open out a way. And let me shine through as your daily life. Practice the knowledge that I, in the midst of you, am come. I am the power of God in you. I am the harmony of God. I am the truth of God. I am the love of God. I am all that God is, and I am come in the midst of you. I am the infinite individualization called Christ. And wherever you look, whoever you see, it is I. And I am love. And therefore, no matter what you see, only I, love, am there. Be not fooled by the appearances. The I love that is the center of your being is the I love that is the center of all being. For there is no second. There is no second self anywhere. It is I. Be not afraid. And when you accept that it is I, and that I and the Father are one, you have found the spiritual universe, and you can rest confidently anchored in the truth that I is come everywhere without second. And I am the harmony of weather. I am the harmony of the tides. I am the harmony of the universe. But you must walk in I, consciously. You must be consciously one with I. Twenty-four hours a day, I am your identity. 24 hours a day, I am one with the Father. Before the form, I am one with the Father. After the form, I am one with the Father. I am eternally one with the Father, and I am eternally the identity that you are. Now, if you were called upon then to serve some person across the street, in another home, in another city, where would you go? You would go to the eye of your own being, because I, in the midst of you, is one with the Father. And that's how you find the Father. You wouldn't project your thought to that other person's home, because if you did, you would discover it's of no value. You go to the Father, but the Father is I in the midst of you. And the Father is I in the midst of that other individual. When you go to the Father within you, through I, you touch the Father, who is I in the midst of that other individual. And that is how you find that other individual. It is I. Always the work begins in you, in your being, in your recognition that your being is I. And then you have touched anyone in the universe who has opened up to you. You have touched the spiritual reality of even those who have not opened up to you. But when they open to you, then the spiritual reality which you have touched flows through them, and they receive the light which they have sought. Now that should become very clear to us, that our harmony, our expression of divinity on earth, depends completely on living in the eye of our own being, knowing that I is the same I that is in all and is one with the Father, so that we are not only connected to the infinite, but to every individual, whether or not that individual is knowingly aware of the truth. The truth remains steadfast, eternal. And this is how you are prepared for the transitional experience. The human mind has no capacity to build toward the transitional experience. All it can do is stand in the way of I. And so when you are preparing for your day of transition, for that moment when form is no longer needed as we know it, you are preparing by letting I do the work, letting I go before you, letting I guide you, lead you, feed you, sustain you, open you, letting I prepare tables in the wilderness of the human mind. Only I can do it. Only I am the way. And I move aside all stones, all barriers. I dissolve all error. I dehypnotize the human mind. I reveal the present hidden treasure of reality. Do not try to do it with your human mind. Go to I and surrender. Rest in I, and I will do the work. I am the way. I, who walked among the Pharisees, was not recognized. But we are no longer Pharisees. We are disciples. We follow the master of I within. And we rest with trust that I is the way. I is the self, and beside I there is no other, not even Pilate, not even Herod. There is no enemy to I, for where the enemy appears to be, it is not an enemy. It is the invisible I. Everywhere is I. Everywhere is self. Everywhere is one divine life. And only the I of your being can take you through this one divine life to the transitional experience. no end. The human mind cannot follow that instruction because it is the end. And the complete creation of the human mind is the end. It is the stone that must be removed, rolled away. Only I know there is no end. And therefore, the complete so-called mortal experience is handled by living in I. I is immortal. I is without error. I is without second powers to oppose it. And in I, you walk through the mortal mist, through the flame, untouched, for no error can kindle upon the consciousness of I and the Father of One. I felt that today our 10 righteous men would show themselves, gathered in one eye. Some of you are leaving the country. One student has gone to England. Two of you are going to the Netherlands. Others will go here and others will go there. And in 5 years, there's no telling where many of us will be. All over the world. But one thing we can do is let I go before us. No matter where we go, we can be the living truth that I in the midst of me is mighty because it is God. And you need not speak of it. The emanation of I speaks for itself. The emanation of I attracts its household wherever you go and does the works, illuminates, educates, raises up, heals the sick, removes the myth of mortality, which is raising the dead. Now, I in the midst of you is the resurrection. Out of all of the limitations of mortality, I in the midst of you know no impossible things. Every human error is dissolved by the light of I, effortlessly. There's no might or muscle. There's no mental striving. That which does not exist is revealed as non-existence by that which does exist. And so what I'm urging upon you is to spend more of your concentrated time and effort in the realization that until you have developed the capacity to know I in the midst of you by coming into a cosmic rest, a deep silence, a total personal humility to I where you are, till you have done that, you will be chasing in the wrong direction after words of truth that have no power. Beyond these words, beyond all your thoughts, the experience of I reveals that I alone can do all the things that the world has been seeking to do. That must be your direction. And the fruits of it are quick, sharp, and powerful. This past week, I've just about had every case in the book There have been at least 20 of them. All types. And everyone was in a sense saying, I have not found the eye of my own being. And yet that was the answer to everyone. The knowledge that I, right here, in the midst of my being, is God, is the answer. It doesn't matter what you think is wrong, that's the answer. I, right here where you are, in the midst of your being, is God. Can there be a greater miracle than that? Is it a wonder that Joel tells us when we know this truth, we need no other? There is no other truth. That is the truth you must know that makes you free. I, in the midst of your being, is God. When? Now. This very second and forever. And you do not have to deserve it. You can be the worst sinner in the world. Nothing can change that relationship. I, in the midst of your being, is God. If I is God, and there's no God end, who are you? Every error, every claim, every problem is nothing more than a denial that I, in the midst of you, is God. In our ignorance of this, we get lost in the mazes of the mind. We fall from the truth. We go right back into the myth of a mortal me in a material body that dies, completely unaware that where I stand is my immortal self, the only self I can ever be. You see why hypnotism, suggestion, mortal mind, appearances have fooled us all into thinking there is something beside God. Do you see why Joel says when you see a healthy young person walking down the street, you're just as hypnotized as when you see a sick one? All that's there is I. And because the human mind cannot see that, or know that, or hold that truth, you must enter the cosmic rest. Be centered in that infinite silence which enables I to appear in your experience and to dehypnotize the human mind. Now this takes practice, practice, practice. And there's nothing you could practice that would be more beneficial to you than to sit in the quiet of your meditation and invite I to present itself. To take you out of the mental universe which is not one with the Father. Right here, now, where your five senses seem to be, as another self, instead of trying to improve the qualities or relationships or status of this self. The Christ message is, come into the self that already is the perfection of the Father. Instead of improving the old self, we are told to be transformed and to live in the real self. How different. Come out of her. Come out of this old self that never was. And where you stand, know that God is. Right where you stand, God is. And the name of God, where God is, where you stand, is I. And that I is you. That's yourself. That's yourself before form and after form. That's yourself that is forever. That's your permanent self. That's not your reincarnating self. That's not yourself of flesh and blood. That's not yourself who goes through the trials and tribulations of being a human being. That's not yourself who returns to dust. And that's not yourself that's going to go to heaven either. That self is in heaven here and now. That self has no boundaries, no limitations. That self has no age. That self is free, unbounded, and present, waiting to be lived in as your own being. You have no other self. You can continue to walk in the belief of another self, but that other self will always discover that it is not sustained by the Father, for the Father is only one with I. The Father directs I. The Father expresses through I. The Father lives as I. The Father lives as the I of your parent and your child. The Father lives as the I of everyone you know. And if you would know them as they are, you must know I in you. And then you will know I in them is that very self-same I. When you meditate upon this, you're inviting the Father to reveal the nature of I, the presence of I, the glory of I, and then to multiply the qualities of I into experience. You're saying, Christ, live my life. For me of mine own self can do nothing. You're saying, I believe in the Christ of God where I stand as I. And because this I is my being, there is nothing that I need defend against, attack, react to, seek or strive to attain. I in the midst of me is the fullness, the wholeness, the entirety of God expressing here and now. Whatever it needs, it has within itself. It is supply. It is truth. It is power. It is substance. And it manifests itself as divine form. The fountain of living waters is I. And when you're living in the conscious awareness of I, you are living your eternal life. You are living your fourth dimensional self. And you are free of every false power in this world. There is only I. And beside I, where you stand, the invisible Spirit of God, there is no mortal self. Be ye transformed. The adjustment is in consciousness. You shift out of one false sense of consciousness into the acceptance of the true. Until I within you declares itself, and you know your name, your identity, your oneness with the infinite Father, your omnipotence, you know that wherever you are does not depend on where your form happens to be. For I am omnipresence. I do not depend on where your form happens to be. This shift in consciousness is facing the consequences of the revelation that I and the Father are one. You might call it becoming soul adjusted. It's the preparation for resting in oneness. For every day that we will move through until the transitional moment, resting in oneness. This inner rest in oneness does not preclude outer activity, but it becomes the channel through which outer activity is divined, is sustained, is part of the one purpose. And it removes all sense of separation in the various conscious and unconscious levels of the human mind. This is your conscious attunement to the infinite self. It is the way of the Christ. It does the mighty works as of old. It will answer every need before you ask if you will rest there, instead of leaning on the human sense, the human understanding, the human solution. These are all revealed as solutions made of straw. You see, we have no capacity to dehypnotize ourselves. We've tried it. It doesn't work. Only I can do it. Only I, in the midst of you, can break the barriers of hypnosis. The human mind cannot dehypnotize itself. And you and I have learned that you can walk in this path with total dedication and yet be walking in the wrong direction. It's a fantastic thing. You can put all you've got into it and yet walk in the wrong direction, because the human mind will constantly lay before you a path of roses that turn out to be thorns. Unless you're in I, you're always in a state of self-deception. Because only I is reality. I think that's a fairly good beginning for what we have to do today. We're moving into a level now where oneness realized is going to be our normal consciousness. And each week we will strengthen the work we have done individually during the week, rising in the conscious realization of that oneness to the point where I is the level of consciousness of this class. And then wherever you go, if this is your consciousness, I will go before you. I will prepare mansions for you. I will remove all of the thorns in every pathway. I will provide. I will teach you while the form is asleep. I will take you into the invisible. I will introduce you to the saints and the sages of all ages. I will lead you through your Father's universe, not the make-believe one of the human mind. But you must stay in I, for I alone am tuned to the infinity of Source. One with Source, one with the infinite, is the way of our path. And this must be a conscious activity. Ten, 20, 30 times a day, if only for 10 seconds, you are consciously knowing the presence of I where you stand is the presence of I where everyone else is. Whether it's a rattlesnake or an elephant or a person, the presence of I is all that is there, all that is here. And it is all the I that I am. You translated everything back to the essence of being, out of the forms into the essence called I. One indivisible I essence. Later we hope to re-stress no images and thought, because that is a second self. Suppose we take a short recess now and then go back to the Master in chapter 10 or 11, wherever we happen to be.